on 7HOFM in the front row with Bo. Thanks to Valhalla. It's Valhalla for me every time.
A Quiet Place Part 2. Following on from A Quiet Place, the Abbott family continue to fight for survival in silence, hiding from creatures that hunt by sound. After Reagan then discovers a radio signal with a hidden message, she then sets out with an attempt to help any remaining survivors, only to find out that there is far more to fear.
What happened?
A bomb, I think.
I don't know why he came all the way up here.
There's nothing left.
Most people had finally given up hope.
There are people out there, people worth saving.
We won't survive.
After the first film, the buzz and hopes of the sequel have been high, no doubt. John Krasinski both wrote and directed this one, and he manages again to get great performances from the cast and deliver some very tense and nerve-wracking scenes. Once again, I was really impressed with Millicent Simmons, who does an incredible job. And while she is a deaf actor, I really hope she's able to find her way into a lot more films, as her talent is undeniable. Emily Blunt nails her role once again, and Cillian Murphy shows us one more time with this opportunity as to why I think he's one of the most underrated performers around. While it definitely doesn't reach the same highs as the first film, it doesn't fall into the flop sequel category. It does deliver an experience that lives up to the hopes that you might have. However, it does seem to end quite abruptly and feels like it was designed to have a third installment put on the end of it. Indeed, there is one in the pipeline already. Better than most sequels, I'm giving this one 7.5 Jaffas out of 10. You'll need to see the first film, but neither will let you down. A Quiet Place Part 2.
You don't know. Oh, dude.